Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Word of the day is smite, as in, let's smite the demon. The foul beast has been smote, or I am completely smitten. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio. Hello, faithful listener. For this episode of the Spirit Box Radio Advice and Community segment, I have some interesting floral facts for all of you. I went back to the Hatfield Cob Hush and had Oliver the florist put me together a beautiful bouquet. He chose all the flowers specially, and most excitingly of all, he actually explained what all of them are. How exciting is that? I actually went back to the Hatfield Cob Hush with the intention of asking Oliver if he might be able to shed some light on the strange tarot deck I found in the studio some weeks ago. But when he offered to make me a bouquet, I clean forgot about everything else, I'm afraid. He did ask about my rose, which I told him had reformed from the ashes, and he made a quiet, melodious humming sound, and stared into the middle distance for a moment, before leading me into the back room behind the shop as he had the last time I'd visited. All of the plants that Oliver keeps in the back room of the Hatfield Cob Hush are in some way deadly. He put me together a bouquet of flowers which are deadly in entirely mundane, rather than arcane, ways. How interesting is that? The tiny pink blooms, almost like cherry blossoms fixed atop an oversized rosemary stem, are oleander. They smell like apricots. It's really quite uncanny. They are massively toxic and can cause severe stomach aches, coma, and death. Even just a couple of leaves are enough to kill an adult human if prepared and administered properly. The pinks of the oleander are perfectly complemented by the bell-shaped blue of the aconitum. These pretty peepers will cause heart failure and muscle paralysis and are also called monk's hood or wolf's bane. Sounds like they should be called everything's bane to me though. They don't smell of anything in particular, but they are very beautiful. These are wreathed in the tiny pale buds of Lily of the Valley, which of course smells absolutely delightful, especially as a compliment to the oleander, and is, of course, capable of incapacitating just about anybody if ingested. The bouquet is finished with beautiful, mysterious bells of belladonna, also and affectionately known as deadly nightshade, and a few tall sprigs of hemlock. The whole thing smells absolutely wonderful and is, Oliver has informed me, entirely safe because of the soil in which it was grown. He told me he ferments the compost himself, but then he added, with twinkling eyes, that his exact methods are completely top secret. It makes the plants incredibly agreeable, he says, and they can be easily persuaded to forgo their poisonous personality traits for ones more befitting of such beautiful blooms, if just cultivated in the right conditions. He winked at me after he said that. I don't know why, but I couldn't say anything for a long while afterwards. Thank you so much for the bouquet, Oliver. The studio smells divine, and I'm sure the faithful listeners have enjoyed learning about these poisonous beauties just as much as I have. We have received a rather interesting letter in the PO box this week. It wasn't signed off, but I read it through earlier and nothing untowards happened, so I think I'll share it with you now, faithful listeners. It reads as follows. The new house that isn't new is smaller than ours. The loft hasn't been converted and the cellar isn't finished and sealed. Downstairs there is just the kitchen and the living room and the staircase. Upstairs the master bedroom, a bathroom and a separate tiny windowless toilet room and a box room. I've been into the house 3 times and every time I find myself walking right into the box room. The walls are papered in stripes, pale green and blue, with a border of tiny ducklings just above waist height. The light switch is a cracked plastic bear, the paint on his eyes and nose scratched off. The rest of the house has high ceilings, but in the box room, the ceiling is lower, boxed in around the window. The wires from spotlights hang down from 3 gaping holes in the cheap plasterboard. Through them, I can see only cobwebs and the old ceiling about a foot further above the new one. The window in the box room is large, absurdly so for such a small room, lower than the windows in the other rooms of the house. It looks out over the tangled, messy garden and the tree I used to watch the birds in when I walked the dog. I don't watch the birds when I walk the dog anymore because the new house is in the way. There is less than a foot of separation between the edges of the window and the walls, and in the right-hand corner, the side of the house where it meets ours, there is a patch of black mould. Every time I go back to the house, no matter how sure I am I'm going somewhere else, I always open the door and find the blue box room with the cracked, ghostly grin of the light switch bear and the faded yellow ducks and the black mould festering in the corner. Last time I visited, without knowing why, I found myself pulling at where it was raised from the damp. And underneath it, the wall was slick with that same black mould, oozing a stench like rotting flesh and vinegar and unoccupied rooms. I haven't been back to the new house since, but it's still there. When I walk the dog, I see it watching me. The unshuttered windows on the first floor, like wide eyes, beckoning, calling me in. Oh, sorry, faithful listeners. Bear with me a moment. Hi, you are live on Spirit Box Radio.
Really? The show is still on. Isn't it almost morning?
Kitty, I hope that wasn't a comment on my hosting capabilities.
No, I just thought... Never mind. There's something weird going on here.
How exciting!
Maybe. Maybe not.
Where are you?
I'm at the old house.
The old house?
Yeah, the one we lived in before where we live now, when you were a kid.
But Kitty, we've always lived here.
Right. I forgot about your sieve brain. We didn't always live there. We used to live here. The house on the corner of Bainmouth Road. You were born here.
No, but all my memories are of this house.
That's probably your brain trying to fill in the gaps. You know how you say there's a wall in your memory and everything before it is fuzzy?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's because everything before the wall isn't a real memory. I mean, maybe it's an invented memory based on things you've been told by other people. I mean, just think, what sort of stuff is it that you tend to remember? Like Christmases, birthdays, New Year's, right? It's never just one specific Tuesday or stuff we did all the time. It's events, it's stuff people talk about, reminisce about, so none of it comes from you.
Kitty, what?
I know, sorry. I don't have any answers as to what or why, it's just what it seems like to me.
Why can't I remember?
I don't know, I'm sorry. Anna reckons the memory's all still there. You could probably figure out what happened if you went to therapy, but of course you can't go to therapy because that means talking and your life's insane, so...
It is?
You advise people about smudging their bedrooms and extol the benefits of a vegan alternative to the blood of the innocent and ritual spell casting, Sam. That's not very ordinary, is it? You walk into therapy, say any of that stuff, you're just going to get yourself locked up. Of course, Anna probably thinks that isn't an entirely bad idea, so...
I'm sorry, what?
You know what she's like, it doesn't matter. I mean, she doesn't know what she's saying half the time. This is all really besides the point anyway. There's something wrong with the old house.
What do you mean?
It's different, somehow. I can't explain it.
I mean, that makes sense, right? How long has it been since we lived there? I suppose the new people want to change it a bit.
No, it's not like that. I went in there the other day and everything was the same, but off.
As in, like milk goes off? Mouldy?
No, not mouldy. The lights were on in the hall. It felt like things were moving in the corner of my vision, but when I turned my head, nothing was there. It's not ghosts. It didn't feel like ghosts. It didn't even feel like a presence, not exactly. It was like the house itself was moving. Wiggling. Just out of sight. I went up the stairs and it was like everything was less. I mean, not smaller, not like there were any doors missing or walls, just... Everything felt somehow diminished or insubstantial. As though at any moment, despite the solid floor under my feet, I might just find myself outside staring at an empty plot. Then I found your bedroom. I mean, of all the rooms I'd seen through open doorways, it was the only one that seemed to have aged. The blue paint was peeling. Cracks laced like spiderwebs through the plaster. Your old drawings, the white door closed, they'd fallen to the floor. The edges were mouldy and the paper yellowed and spotted black dots. The air was thick and wet and sweet, heavy and undisturbed. And the door was hanging open, but it felt like it had been shut for weeks, months maybe. And Sam, the window was gone.
The window?
Yes. I think, somehow, and I don't know how or why, but I think the new window in your bedroom in the new house, I think it's the window from here, from this house.
But how? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, Sam. I already told you. I don't know.
It's funny. Just before you called, I was reading a letter from the P.O. box about a house that came from nowhere.
Interesting. I've been trying to call you all night. Well, I thought I had, but if the show is on the air, it can't be as late as I thought.
Where are you now?
Oh.
Kitty?
I don't know.
Are you still in the old house?
Yes, I am. That's funny, I could have sworn I left and went back to the travel lodge.
I think you need to get out of the house.
Yeah. Right. Get out of the house.
Now, Kitty.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you outside?
Yeah, I'm on the path. Did I actually go in?
What?
The house. I came all this way, it seems stupid not to go inside.
Kitty, no, you've been inside already, you need to leave.
No, Sam, I haven't. I mean, I need to see this house, it's the first time I've been this close and that defence mechanism hasn't kicked in. Usually I'd be halfway down the road by now, so I need to take this chance.
Kitty, listen, whatever is wrong with the house, it's not what you think right now. You've been inside, you were talking to me about my bedroom, about the window.
The window?
Right, it's here, it's in this house now, the window moved.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're telling me.
Sam, I don't understand what you're playing at, but I need to go into the house and take a look around. I promised Madame Marie I would.
Kitty, please, do not go back into the house.
Okay. Fine.
Thank you. Come back home, would you? Leave the old house for now. I'll play you this conversation back. You went in there.
Fine. I'll come back.
Good. Honestly. I have no memory of this house, and I don't know. If Kitty can step outside and immediately forget she ever went in, then maybe it's not real. Maybe it's like the house in that letter, the new old house. Maybe it lied. I don't know. I've got the little book of big magic here. Maybe there's something about houses. Dwellings. Yeah. Let's see. There is an entry here called The Impossible House. It doesn't say very much about it, just that a few people have seen houses that weren't there before or that don't make sense when you go into them. But there's nothing that detailed, you know? But hang on, there's a note, really tiny. I think it's in Madame Marie's handwriting. It says, sometimes a house is a home, warm and nice. Other times, it's a place of pain that makes you shiver when you step inside. Other times still, a house itself can be a thing that shivers. A thing that shivers. Huh. Not again. How do you and your friends keep getting in here? Fine, you can stay. But just you, none of your buddies, okay? Fascinating. Okay, faithful listeners, I think that's all for this evening. Remember to post on the forums to organise when you're going to be using the Spirit Box services, and tune in next week for more advice and community from Spirit Box Radio, though we've not got round to much of that today. I've been Sam Enfield, and I'll speak to you next time. Spirit Box.
Spirit Box Radio is distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. The show is created, directed, and produced by me, Ada Major, the voice of Sam Enfield. Music is by Maybe Wednesday. Find us on Twitter at Spirit Box Radio or tweet the sloths at Hanging Sloths. Find out more at hangingslothstudios.com, where you'll also find transcripts of all of our episodes. You can support the show at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios or ko-fi.com/hangingsloths. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Get spooky. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.